All right, let's talk volleyball with a member of this Brady Lady Eagles team. Peyton Stenicky joins me now. She is a senior, a four-year starter. Have you been a middle blocker all 4 years?
For the last 3 years, I was an outside my freshman year.
Okay. All right, so you kind of settled into this middle blocker thing. It's kind of old hat for you.
Yeah.
You must enjoy it.
Yeah, I do. It's fun.
And I'm guessing you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, we all make mistakes no matter what we're doing, for sure. So how's the team looking going into the season? You got high hopes for a good season?
Yes, I'm super excited for the season, and I think we have a lot of potential to be really good. We have an easier sub-district again this year, so we have a lot of exciting future for hopes for state, hopefully.
Yeah. You came within just very one match of denying you from a trip to Lincoln last year. Has that kind of stuck in your mind, do you feel, among the girls that are returning? Have you talked about that and being motivated to go further?
Yeah, I think that's a huge factor this year in pushing us to want to work harder and be better. We've done a lot of conditioning this year to just, like, add us to be ready for state districts.
Yeah. I know you girls these days, you hit the weight room just as hard as the guys, don't you?
Yeah, we are all in a weight class.
Yeah. You could probably bench press and lift a lot more than I can, but that's not saying much because I can't lift much. But so talk about some of your teammates and their roles on the team.
We have a big senior class this year. We have six of us, and all of us are going to play a huge role in getting to where we want to be. We have Cheyenne. She's an outside, and she's been on the court for a few years, so it'll be good to have some experience. Ella is our setter, and she's really improved the last few years on that. We also have Hallie, and she's our libero. She has really been working at her passing. And then Kennedy and Lydia both play the outside role, and they're great, great servers and just help wherever they can. And then we also have sophomore Kinley, who plays a huge role as a setter and a middle blocker and outside.
Okay. Chemistry is a big thing, and communication, obviously. You got to do that well to be successful, but I'm guessing it sounds like you have several returners back, a team that went 21-10 last year and came pretty close to getting to the state tournament. Are you feeling like maybe this is your year to break through?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of players that have had a lot of experience, and we've all played with each other since junior high and really know how, like, each other play.
Mm-hmm. I hear coaches talk about just not allowing the other team to go on, you know, runs against you. Do you feel like your back row is pretty solid? It's going to be hard for other teams to get through your back row and have a string of points against you?
Yeah, passing's definitely been a super big focus we've had this year, and I'm proving it so that teams like that can't go on big runs.
Okay. What's the overall key in your mind to achieving your goals this year, which I'm guessing will include a trip to the state tournament come November?
Definitely just all playing together as a team, and yeah, like having great serve receive and passings we can set wherever we want on the court and use all of our assets.
Okay. And what's the best thing playing for Coach Stearns?
We have a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah. Just I'm sure it's more than fun though at times, huh? You work hard too, right?
Yeah. She also pushes us to work and be our best.
Okay. All right. Well, go have fun, because usually fun translates in a lot of respects. If you get along well, fun translates to win. So go out there, have a lot of fun. Look forward to, we're coming over here in a couple of weeks to call the Maxwell match, and I know that's a big rival for you, huh?
Yeah, that'll be a really great game.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for your time, Peyton. I got to talk to two Peytons today. What are the chances of that? Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, let's talk to the head volleyball coach here at Brady High School, Rebecca Stearns. How many years for you now as head coach here?
This will be my sixth year going in.
Okay, all right. From talking to the girls, in particular Peyton, was my interview. It sounds like you're kind of loaded this year. I hate to put pressure on you, but you were 21-10 last year and have a lot of girls back off that team.
Yeah, we lost some key players last year that graduated, but we're bringing back some that have seen a lot of time. They may not have done a lot of starting last year, but they were definitely key players. And yeah, the girls got a taste of getting into that district final last year, and I think that is the drive this year, knowing that they can get there. So I look forward to some good volleyball for them.
You know, anymore, the what you do, your teams are formed so much over the summer, and you can kind of gauge in a lot of ways how good you're going to be, not just by who's coming back, but your weight room participation, camp participation, and coming together. That kind of happens over the summer, even before you start your official practices.
Yeah, it does. I will say this team has done an exceptional job of getting into the weight room this summer, getting to camps. We played at Mid Plains. It's always a fun camp. The girls love it, and they did a great job there. And then we went down to Kearney to the top 10 tournament and had some fun. It's nice to see teams you're going to see in the season, but then see people you're never going to see, just so you get that experience of the unknown sometimes.
Yeah, and some bigger schools, no doubt, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We split some sets with some bigger schools down there, and it's just they know they can do it when they see those big names and recognize those names that have been in state tournaments and things like that. Gives them just that little bit more drive.
Okay. Talk about some of the girls that you expect to have good seasons for you.
Peyton Stenicky, I look to be a big leader on the court. We've been working a few different things with her as to if she's hitting middle or outside. She's definitely a voice and a leader on the court, and she shows it in her actions on the court. Kinley Faddick is coming in as a second-year starter, as a sophomore, and she has definitely improved her voice and opened up and is pushing her teammates. She wants to win, and her drive is definitely there. Got a couple outsides that are coming in that they're ready to show what they've got. So it's nice to see that coming from some girls. And even all of them really want to be on the floor all the time. I mean, they're constantly fighting for more time, even amongst themselves in a competition of like, hey, I want that time. I deserve that time.
Yeah. Do you sense a little more hunger coming so close to, you know, you got the district final and didn't quite make it against Hollis Dodge there. You sense the girls have taken that as a little extra motivation going into the season, that they don't want to just get back there but actually win and have that trip to Lincoln?
Oh, definitely. I think for them, especially some of the younger girls last year, it was like the realization of, hey, we can do this. We can make it there. We just got to work really hard at it. And knowing once you've tasted it, you want that taste again and you want more of it. You're not just settling for what you had last year. So I definitely think that is pushing the girls right now, is they've tasted it and they want it.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your early season schedule.
Of course, we start out with a triangular here next week or 2 weeks, and then we go into homecoming right away, which Maxwell is our homecoming game, so that's our big game. But it's like we hit the ground and we just run. We got games going left and right, and I'm just excited to see these girls play.
Yeah. That triangular on September 2nd, Perkins County and South Platte. I know Perkins County had an outstanding season last year. South Platte's been kind of up and down, but they're usually very competitive.
Yeah, both of those teams are really competitive. It's a good opener for us. Got to see Perkins County over the summer, but, you know, it is. You can sort of tell a little bit over the summer, but then you just never know, because sometimes their attitudes change coming into the real season of like, okay, it's game time, game on. South Platte didn't see this summer, but, yeah, like you said, they could be a little salty here and there, so we always go into every game as if it's the toughest opponent we're coming up against, so we don't take anybody lightly at all.
Mm-hmm. You in the RPAC then? I was trying to remember.
No, we're in MNAC.
It's the MNAC. That's right. The
yes.
MNAC. Yeah. If I would have thought longer, I would have remembered that. The RPAC has so many teams, it seems like it's gobbled up. Just seems like more every year. Sutherland, I was corrected the other day because I just remember Sutherland being the SBVA for so many years, but they're now in the RPAC. MNAC's, I mean, that's one of the best conferences around too, isn't it?
We do have a good conference. We have some good competition all the way through, and you know, it's one of those things you just never know who's going to come out on top when you're coming into those games, because everybody's after it. But we do all see each other a little bit in the year. So coming into conference, we've got an idea of what each other look like. But when it comes to conference, and it's just a big week, and so you never know who's going to show up. But, yeah, it's a good week.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun following the Eagles. I look forward to being over here in a couple of weeks. Homecoming. I never heard of a school having their homecoming, like, you know, the second week of athletic competition. That's pretty crazy, huh?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a little crazy. I'm okay with sort of getting homecoming out of the way because sometimes I always think the girls lose their heads during homecoming week, but hopefully not this year. Yeah, it was hard trying to find where we had football, volleyball, both home during the week. It's just, it's hard to find that schedule.
Right. Everybody has separate schedules now. It's pretty crazy. Almost everybody schedules it separately because it just works better that way. Look forward to following the team. Wish you a mountain of success this fall. Good luck, Rebecca.
All right. Thank you.